Thank you, everybody, for joining the story of the day. Today we have part one of the story of Yudtes Kislev. What is the story of Yudtes Kislev? Well, it's the story of the Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the first Chabad Rebbe, and how he was wrongfully imprisoned by the Tsarist government in 1798, I think it was, and how eventually they released him and he was vindicated, which means he was declared totally innocent of all charges, all these made up false charges that they put on him and forced him to spend most of 53 days actually in jail, or at least arrested, and how he was freed and the Chabad movement became stronger than ever. So here is the beginning of the story. The Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, learned, in addition to all the other parts of Torah, he also learned the Hasidic teachings from his Rebbe, who was named Rabbi Dov Ber, and he was known as the Mezritcher Magid, the Magid, the teacher from the city of Mezritch. Now, where did Mezritcher Magid learn his Hasidic insights from? From his teacher, from the Baal Shem Tov, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, who was the first Hasidic Rebbe. He was the Rebbe who really began Hasidus as we know it today. Where did he learn his teachings? Of course, he had many teachers, just like the Mezritcher Magid had many teachers, and Alter Rebbe had many teachers, all different parts of Torah. But primarily, the spiritual Hasidic insights, which the Baal Shem Tov learned, he learned from someone named Achia Shiloni. Who was Achia Shiloni? Well, actually, Achia Shiloni taught the Baal Shem Tov as a soul. That is to say, Achia Shiloni had passed away many years before. Achia Shiloni actually was one of the people that came out of Mitzrayim. He was a Navi. He's mentioned in the books of the Nevi'im. And he came as a neshama from heaven, sort of the way Eliyahu Navi would come to teach people. And he taught the Baal Shem Tov for 10 years. In any case, this chain from the Baal Shem Tov to the Mezritcher Magid continued on with the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, was the one that took the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and the teachings of the spiritual part of Torah and put it into a system, an intellectual system that could be easily learned by any person. The Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, lived in Russia in the late 1700s and early 1800s. And a lot of people loved the Alter Rebbe, and a lot of people did not love the Alter Rebbe, because at that time there were Jewish people who unfortunately were trying to weaken and even destroy Judaism. They thought that the best thing for Jews would be to forget about being Jewish and just try to be like everybody else. And they did not like how the Alter Rebbe was strengthening Judaism and encouraging people to do more and more Torah mitzvot. They were trying to get Jewish people to be less different than everybody else and the non-Jews. Now, the Alter Rebbe was saying, no, we have to really be more Jewish and learn more Torah, do more mitzvot. So therefore, those Jewish people didn't like the Alter Rebbe, and the government didn't like the Alter Rebbe. The government was headed by the Tsar, it was like a king, and he was very afraid of the Alter Rebbe being so popular, having so many followers, so many Hasidim, and therefore, eventually Alter Rebbe was arrested and charged with many crimes, which of course he did not do any of them. They were all made up, but he was actually arrested. They came to arrest the Alter Rebbe during Sukkot. However, the Alter Rebbe went out the back door of his house because he wasn't sure he wanted to be arrested at this time. And he actually discussed it with one of his chassidim, Moshe Meisels. And Moshe Meisels said to him, Rebbe, there's nothing to be afraid of being arrested, because according to your teachings, everything is by divine providence, and if you're arrested, you're arrested. That's divine providence. Dr. Rebbe thought over what this chassid said, and he decided the next time they would come to arrest him, he would go along with. And that's what they did. A few days after Sukkot was over, they came back again in a very, very scary-looking wagon led by horses, the kind of wagon that only the worst criminals are taken away in. And the Alter Rebbe went in the wagon, and they began the journey to prison. Now, they traveled for a few days, and of course, all the chassidim and family were very, very upset, but the Alter Rebbe remained very calm. The Alter Rebbe knew that everything was by divine providence, and whatever would happen would be what Hashem wanted. And so, Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning, he called out to the driver. He said, "It's getting close to Shabbos. Please pull the wagon over, and it's time to take a break from the traveling. After Shabbos, we can continue." The driver said, "Alter Rebbe, you are a prisoner. I don't have to listen to you." As soon as he said that, the axle on the wagon broke. The axle is the long piece that connects two of the wheels. And if the axle breaks, then the wheels can't turn anymore. So now the wagon was broken. They couldn't move anywhere. So the driver went into the town nearby and got what he needed to fix the wagon, or got someone to fix the wagon. And they continued. It was actually not an open wagon. It was a coach, which means the Alter Rebbe was sitting inside like a room on wheels, kind of like a big, big car, but like a whole room. Fine. So now the wagon is fixed, and they try to start the journey again. This time, the horse dies. And so, again, they're stuck. The driver drags out the old horse, and he says to the Alter Rebbe, "Rebbe, I see that you are in charge over here of whether we go or not. Can I at least pull the wagon into the middle of town so it's a little bit more comfortable for me to get a room in a hotel rather than staying in this wagon or having to walk the whole way?" The Alter Rebbe said, "No, but you can bring the wagon over to the side of the road and park it under those trees. That's okay." So the wagon driver did exactly that. And Alter Rebbe spent Shabbos, I'm not sure what the wagon driver did, but the Alter Rebbe spent Shabbos there in the wagon or near the wagon, near the coach, under those trees. And many years later, you could actually tell which tree the Alter Rebbe's wagon coach was parked under, because all the other trees on that road were dried up and scraggly looking, but the tree under which the Alter Rebbe's wagon was parked for many, many years was a healthy, big, beautiful tree with lots of branches and lots of leaves. And this is part one. We see that although the Alter Rebbe was a prisoner, but he was an unusual prisoner because he had to agree with things going along or else they wouldn't go along. And this story teaches us about tzaddikim in general. Chacham tell us, tzaddik goyzer v'kavos baruch hu mekayim, that a true tzaddik decides things and Hashem carries out what the tzaddik wants. And so the Alter Rebbe's imprisonment was the same, as we'll see in upcoming stories, that it was all for a reason, which was for the good, for the Jewish people, Kiddush Hashem, and of course, Hashem was helping in every way. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day, and please be aware that this coming Monday night and Tuesday, the 19th of Kislev, is a day which marks the Alter Rebbe's release from prison, a day of Farbrengen, a day of happy Jewish gathering, and inspiring one another to learn more Torah, to do more mitzvahs, in order to bring Hashem ever, ever quicker. Thank you for joining us for Story of the Day.